You may remember the controversy that arose 3 years ago when the then Minister for Justice, Dermot O'Hearn, introduced a law defining blasphemy and setting a €25,000 fine for those found to be guilty of publishing or uttering blasphemous matter. Well, that law will become obsolete if blasphemy as a punishable offence is removed from our constitution. But in a modern democracy, does it really matter at all? Well, here to examine what this might mean in a practical sense, I'm joined from our Cork studio by Dr. Oliver Sharbrut, who lectures in religious studies at UCC. And with me here in studio is Michael Nugent of Atheist Ireland. You're both very welcome. Michael, first of all, you came back to a lot of prominence in 2009 about your campaign over Dermot O'Hearn's law. Why do you disagree so much with there being deterrents against blasphemy in our constitution and on our statute books?
Well, the first thing is that blasphemy laws don't actually protect religious beliefs. That's what they claim they do, but it doesn't. What it does is it incentivizes outrage, because the first test of blasphemy in this law is that people express outrage about it. And we know how easy it is for certain religious communities to be tempted to express outrage. We should be discouraging that. The second is that it protects religious beliefs, but doesn't protect non-religious beliefs in the same way, which is against the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that Ireland has signed up to. You're not allowed to discriminate in favour of religious beliefs over non-religious beliefs. And the third thing, of course, is that we should really be removing these 1930s Ireland references from our constitution rather than legislating to protect them.
But I suppose the law that was brought in here, one of the things I think you feel is that although it's never actually been used in our courts, it has been cited in cases internationally.
It has. And first of all, but in terms of here, it hasn't been used here, but we never thought when the abortion referendum came in that it would be used to take an injunction against a raped teenager. And the difficulty with these kind of theological laws is you never know when somebody's going to decide that their conscience is telling them that they have to implement it. Internationally, what we found at international conferences is that, you know, we're kind of desensitised here to this. We kind of go, sure, that's just Fianna Fáil passing mad laws again. But internationally, people are just astonished that a modern pluralist Western democracy is passing a new blasphemy law in the 21st century. Now, at the United Nations, the Islamic states, led by Pakistan, have been citing the wording of the Irish blasphemy law as what they want implemented internationally. Now, in Pakistan, you have currently a case where a teenager is charged with blasphemy, and it's been and the imam who initially made the complaint has now been arrested for allegedly framing her.
Segment 1.
You may remember the controversy that arose 3 years ago when the then Minister for Justice, Dermot O'Hearn, introduced a law defining blasphemy and setting a €25,000 fine for those found to be guilty of publishing or uttering blasphemous matter. Well, that law will become obsolete if blasphemy as a punishable offence is removed from our constitution. But in a modern democracy, does it really matter at all? Well, here to examine what this might mean in a practical sense, I'm joined from our Cork studio by Dr. Oliver Sharbrut, who lectures in religious studies at UCC, and with me here in studio is Michael Nugent of Atheist Ireland.
Segment 2.
You're both very welcome. Michael, first of all, you came back to a lot of prominence in 2009 about your campaign over Dermot O'Hearn's law. Why do you disagree so much with there being deterrents against blasphemy in our constitution and on our statute books?
Well, the first thing is that blasphemy laws don't actually protect religious beliefs. That's what they claim they do, but it doesn't. What it does is it incentivizes outrage, because the first test of blasphemy in this law is that people express outrage about it. And we know how easy it is for certain religious communities to be tempted to express outrage. We should be discouraging that.
Segment 3.
The second is that it protects religious beliefs, but doesn't protect non-religious beliefs in the same way, which is against the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that Ireland has signed up to. You're not allowed to discriminate in favour of religious beliefs over non-religious beliefs. And the third thing, of course, is that we should really be removing these 1930s Ireland references from our constitution rather than legislating to protect them.
But I suppose the law that was brought in here, one of the things I think you feel is that although it's never actually been used in our courts, it has been cited in cases internationally.
It has. And first of all, but in terms of here, it hasn't been used here, but we never thought when the abortion referendum came in that it would be used to take an injunction against a raped teenager.
Segment 4.
And the difficulty with these kind of theological laws is you never know when somebody's going to decide that their conscience is telling them that they have to implement it. Internationally, what we've found at international conferences is that, you know, we're kind of desensitized here to this. We kind of go, ah, sure, that's just Fianna Fáil passing mad laws again. But internationally, people are just astonished that a modern pluralist Western democracy is passing a new blasphemy law in the 21st century. Now, at the United Nations, the Islamic states led by Pakistan have been citing the wording of the Irish blasphemy law as what they want implemented internationally. Now, in Pakistan, you have currently a case where a teenager is charged with blasphemy, and it's been discussed, and the imam who initially made the complaint has now been arrested for allegedly framing her